This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is William Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, William W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth is 6/21/1944. Date of service is 3/15/2022. Mr. Baldwin is a very pleasant 77-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, congestive heart failure, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, history of CVA, history of dementia, who presented to the emergency room because of worsening weakness and confusion. Patient has progressively been getting worse. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Patient has suffered multiple strokes. He was evaluated, admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the head was done. Showed no evidence of any acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect or edema, chronic senescent changes of the brain parenchyma, consistent with volume loss and microvascular ischemic changes were seen. Chest X-ray. Showed a density in the anterior aspect of the right third rib. It was seen previously on the CAT scan done in December of 2021. Otherwise unremarkable. Patient is admitted to the hospital with encephalopathy, ataxic gait, dementia, and acute on chronic kidney disease, as well as heart failure. Patient was diuresed. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he is pleasantly confused. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any headaches, no blurring of vision, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, congestive heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of CVA, dementia. And diabetes and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Past surgical history has been significant for rotator cuff repair and hernia surgery. Social history. Quit smoking long time ago. Alcohol. He previously used to drink alcohol, not currently. Allergies to Bactrim, doxycycline, and statins. Family history, mother had history of heart attack. Current medications. Include albuterol inhaler, allopurinol, cardizem, cholecalciferol, citalopram, cyanocobalamin, Eliquis, folic acid, lantus insulin, Ladoderm patch, melatonin, metoprolol, tartrate, and Novolog insulin per sliding scale, omeprazole, tansulosin, and B-complex vitamin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI, coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of dementia, history of CVA. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.0, pulse 60 per minute, respiration 14 per minute, blood pressure 104 over 71. HENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle run unreactive to light, extraocular movements are intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, but pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next. Next. Encephalopathy, next dementia, next congestive heart failure, next dementia, next chronic kidney disease, next diabetes mellitus, next atrial fibrillation, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor her labs, will follow up on her workup. On his workup, if he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Gary Klinke, K-L-E-I-N-K-E, Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/13/1947. Date of service is 3/15/2022. Mr. Klinke is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was noted to have increased swelling of both the lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He has been working with physical therapy. Overall, otherwise has been feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling. More so dependent edema. Next. Acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation, next COPD, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of hip fracture, status post-surgery, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient discussed with patient about her his symptoms. He seems to be overall doing better, have increased his dosage of Bumex. I've recommended pressure stocking. I've also asked him to keep his legs elevated during the daytime. We'll check basic metabolic panel in 3-4 days' time. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/8/1943. Date of service is 3/15/2022. Ms. Pratt is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She stated that overall she's been doing well. She stated that she feels palpitations after she takes her thyroid medications. She Does complaints of feeling weak. She denied any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denied any nausea or vomiting. Denied any headache. No other complaints. Overall, she stated that she's been working with physical therapy and overall doing better. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, generalized weakness. Next, chronic respiratory failure. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, chronic anemia. Next, COPD. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, persistent atrial paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, lung nodule. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well overall. Her pulse seems to be normal. Will check a TSH, we'll check basic metabolic panel, we'll continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. She'll continue to work with PTOT. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.